Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking all about March today, because after all, we are in the month of March. Well, there are many things to celebrate in March, but what is one thing that comes to your mind when you think of March, Nathaniel?
Well, when I hear the word March, I think of green. And I guess that's because of St. Patrick's Day. It's an Irish holiday that is celebrated in March.
All right. You think of green, St. Patrick's Day. Okay, Carolyn, what do you think of when you think of March?
Well, sometimes I think of green, but March usually has a lot of snow in it in my hometown, and later in the month it becomes green because the grass starts to grow, the snow goes away, and spring comes.
So spring. You think of spring when you think of March. I actually think of the verb to march when I think of this word. When you're walking in a certain way, maybe with some other people also walking that way. You are marching down the street. Well, we're not going to be talking about that March today. We're learning about the month of March and what makes it special. Let's get started with our first reading of the day.
March. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Happy World Book Day. In the United Kingdom and Ireland, students again celebrate the first Thursday of March as World Book Day. On this day, students receive special coupons for free or discounted books from some bookstores. The United States celebrated the National Education Association's Read Across America Day on March 1st this year, the day before Dr. Seuss's birthday. March is not just a month that celebrates the joy of reading, however. In the U.S., March is celebrated as Women's History Month and American Red Cross Month. In addition, on the first Wednesday of March, Mathematics World Maths Day is celebrated. For math enthusiasts, the mathematical constant pi, 3.14159, also has a special day on March 14th.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Time flies. We're already into our third month of 2013. In today's article, we'll learn some really interesting facts about March from all around the world. Before we begin, let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Coupon. Coupon is a noun. Using coupons can help you save a lot of money. Enthusiast. Enthusiast is a noun. Marg is a bird watching enthusiast. Dynamic. Dynamic is an adjective. The dynamic changes in today's weather surprised us. Shift. Shift is a noun. There will be a shift in leadership because the company is hiring a new manager. Your more information words are Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss is a noun. Mathematical constant. Mathematical constant is a noun. Slumber. Slumber is a noun. Let's jump right into our article.
There are a lot of special days in March, and when we get started here at the top, we see March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. This is a phrase that a lot of people know because of the weather in March, and that's something we will talk about later in this article, Lion and Lamb Weather. But let's get started with the actual article. Happy World Book Day! Today is World Book Day, but it is not celebrated everywhere. Nathaniel, where is World Book Day celebrated?
In the United Kingdom and Ireland. Students again celebrate the first Thursday of March as World Book Day. So maybe this isn't an American holiday, maybe not an Asian holiday, but especially in places like Europe, certain countries, it is a holiday that is celebrated.
That's right, and they celebrate World Book Day by doing what, Gabe?
Well, on this day, students receive special coupons for free or discounted books from some bookstores. I personally have never celebrated World Book Day before, but I do like free things like coupons. Let's take a look at that word bank word, coupon. Some people also pronounce this word coupon. I think either way is fine. And a coupon is maybe a little slip of paper that tells you you can get a discount on something. But of course, nowadays, you don't necessarily have to have a piece of paper for a coupon. You might have an online coupon as well. Where else might you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, I know a lot of people like to save money by clipping coupons. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get something in the mail or in your newspaper. A lot of Sunday newspapers have coupons and you cut them out, clip them, and then you can take them to the store and save a little bit of money. How else can you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, there are a few different kinds of coupons, like discount coupons, but there might also be buy one, get one free coupons. That's a pretty common kind of coupon.
That's right. Well, there are many different kinds of coupons. Do you use coupons? Continuing in the article, we see that the United States also celebrated something. They celebrated the National Education Association's Read Across America Day on March 1st this year, the day before Dr. Seuss's birthday. There's a very long sentence with a lot of information, but the United States also celebrates reading. They celebrated Read Across America Day on March 1st. Gabe, have you ever celebrated this holiday?
You know, I have not celebrated Read Across America Day. Even though I enjoy reading, I haven't quite celebrated this day yet. There are so many days to celebrate throughout the year, I don't even know half of them. But I am excited about that other piece of information there, that Dr. Seuss's birthday is March 2nd. It's also in March, and I love Dr. Seuss. You guys, what do you think of when you think of Dr. Seuss? Are there any books that come to mind?
Well, my favorite Dr. Seuss book is The Lorax. Not too long ago, there was a movie made of it, but he has lots of great books, for kids especially.
That's right. I think one of his most popular is The Cat in the Hat, is a very popular one, as well as Green Eggs and Ham. Well, I think that Steve and Ken have a little more information for us in the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. If I ask you what day is it today, how should you respond?
You should say Thursday. Notice, everyone, Ken did not ask, what's the date today?
That's right. The day and the date are different. The day is the day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc. The date is the particular day in a particular month. So, what's the date today, Steve?
Today's date is the 7th of March, or March 7th. Notice, in English, we can say dates either before the month or after the month.
Also notice, Steve did not say March 7th, but March 7th. 7th is what we call an ordinal number.
An ordinal number refers to a certain position in a sequence of numbers. So the number 1 position is first, the number 2 position is second, the number 3 position is third, and so on.
In writing, we can abbreviate ordinal numbers by writing the actual number and adding 2 letters to it. For example, the number 2 plus the letters ND for second, or the number 3 plus the letters R and D for third, or the number 1 plus ST for first.
For all other ordinal numbers, just add TH. Very simple. Well, today, seeing as it's the 7th, we would simply write the number 7 followed by the letters TH.
Day 跟 date 要分清楚。如果有人问你 What day is it today? 他是想要知道今天星期几。如果有人问 What's the date today? 他是想要知道今天的日期几月几号。注意日期要用 ordinal numbers 序数来报，也就是 first, second, third, fourth 等等。像今天是 the 7th of March, 也就是3月的第七天， 7th 后面要加 th。 我们也可以用简写来表示序数，像 first 可以用阿拉伯数字的一后面加上 st， second 可以用阿拉伯数字的二后面加上 nd， third 可以用阿拉伯数字的三后面加上 rd， 其余的都是在数字后面加上 th 就可以了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. That is important to know. Well, we've been talking a little bit about reading and the month of March, and in the next paragraph we see March is not just a month that celebrates the joy of reading, however. What else is celebrated in March, Nathaniel?
Well, in the U.S., March is celebrated as Women's History Month and American Red Cross Month. Okay, the first of those holidays is pretty clear, Women's History Month, but the Red Cross Month, you may not be familiar with that, with what that is. Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the Red Cross takes a lot of blood donations. I know they like to help other people and they take in blood donations, and I myself have been a blood donor for the Red Cross. Have you ever done that, Gabe?
Oh, I hate the thought of blood. But yes, I have donated blood before to the Red Cross. I sure hope it helped them because I don't like thinking about it too much.
Oh, okay. Well, then we won't make you think about it. We'll see what else is celebrated in March. In addition, on the first Wednesday of March, Mathematics, World Maths Day, is celebrated. So, not just reading or history or even the Red Cross, but also math is celebrated on World Maths Day. And we see an S on the word math there, and that is because it is a worldwide holiday, and the international spelling for math is with an S. It is maths, but in the U.S., it would just be World Math Day with no S. Continuing, Nathaniel, how does it...
For math enthusiasts, the mathematical constant pi, 3.14159, also has a special day on March 14. I think the idea there is that March is the third month, so you have 3 and 14. It's also the beginning of pi. That's an interesting holiday to have, I think.
Yes, I think so, too. And we see it is for math enthusiasts. And let's talk about that word bank word there, enthusiast. If you are an enthusiast, then you are very excited about something. Gabe, are you an enthusiast for anything?
Of course, Carolyn. I'm a studio classroom enthusiast. I'm enthusiastic about studio classroom. This word also makes me think of a movie, Star Wars. I know many people love that movie, Star Wars, and they will go to conventions and parades and big events dressed up like Star Wars characters because they are Star Wars enthusiasts.
That's right. Are you an enthusiast for anything, Nathaniel?
Well, speaking of movies, I'm a movie enthusiast, an acting enthusiast, a drama enthusiast. I like all of those kinds of things. Maybe Michelle will tell us what kind of enthusiast she is in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 coupon 这个名词。Coupon 是指优待券或者是优惠券。例如 I clipped a coupon from a magazine for $2 off on baby formula. 我从杂志上剪下一张婴儿配方奶折价$2的折价券。或者是 the coupon expired last week. 这张优惠券上周已经过期了。或者是 this coupon gives a $3 discount off the price of the lunch special. 午餐特餐使用这一张优待券可以抵掉$3。继续我们看的是 enthusiast 这个名词，注意它的重音在第二个音节，念成 enthusiast。enthusiast 是指对某件事情很狂热的人。例如 ,the convention is the most important event for sci-fi movie enthusiasts. 这个特展对科幻片的热爱者是最重要的盛事。它的形容词是 enthusiastic, E-N-T-H-U-S-I-A-S-T-I-C, 重音要移到后面念成 enthusiastic。例如 ,we're all enthusiastic about the idea, 我们对于这个点子都很兴致勃勃。
Well, if you've been here with us at Studio Classroom today, you've been learning about all kinds of holidays that are celebrated in March. I did not know there could be so many things that were celebrated in one month. It seems like every day is a new holiday. We have World Book Day, Read Across America Day, March is Women's History Month, and it's the American Red Cross Month, and World Maths Day is also celebrated.Lots of things to celebrate. Let's see what else we can find out about March next.
March. March's gemstone, aquamarine, reminds people to stay calm, while its flower, the daffodil, symbolizes friendship and happy homes. For those living in the northern hemisphere, March can have very dynamic weather changes.This is due to the shift between seasons. Lion weather often begins the month with cold temperatures and wind. By the end, lamb or mild spring weather has arrived. This is the time that animals begin to wake up from their winter slumber and look for food.
March is an interesting month, and we learn a little bit more about the month. We see March's gemstone, aquamarine, reminds people to stay calm, while its flower, the daffodil, symbolizes friendship and happy homes. Well, these sound like two really great things to be reminded of in the month of March, because it can be a little bit cold, and we want to think about our happy homes.Gabe, what can you, tell us about this?
Well, about happy homes, I think it's important to have happy homes. Wherever you are living, whoever you are living with, or with your family, you want to have a happy home. What does that mean? What does it take to have a happy home? I think you need good communication. And maybe if someone is getting really anxious and angry all the time, just give them something made with aquamarine.It will remind them to calm down and relax.
That's right. Or give them a daffodil for friendship. Well, continuing on, we see for those living in the northern hemisphere, March can have very dynamic weather changes. And we see a key word here, the word dynamic. Nathaniel, what does dynamic mean?
It's a great word. It can meanchanging or constantly changing. Also, having a lot of ideas can also be part ofdynamic, wanting to do different things. So there are different ways that you could use this word.
That's right. Gabe, can you give us an example of dynamic?
Yeah, well, it's used here as an adjective. I kind of think of it as a noun often, though, especially when I'm thinking about music. I talk about the dynamics of music, how loud or soft the music is, how fast or slow the music is. Those are all different dynamics that take place within a piece of music.
That's right, and you can also have a very dynamic personality. Maybe you are friendly when you need to be friendly, helpful when you need to be helpful, and then a little more quiet and respectful when someone else is in charge. You can have a very dynamic personality. Well, I think Liz has a little more to share with us in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Now, in today's article, we see this sentence. For those living in the northern hemisphere, March can have very dynamic weather changes. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice how the sentence begins with the phrase, for those living. It's a short way of saying for the people who are living. When we're describing a situation involving a certain group of people,We can begin with this phrase, for those plus verb in ing form. For example, for those waiting to get back on the plane, the delay seemed like an eternity. Or, For those choosing to walk instead of riding the cable car, the trail is a great way to experience nature. So give this phrase a try. Think of a certain situation that involves a certain group of people and start out with this phrase, for those plus verb in ing. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym saying goodbye. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. For those of us learning English, your grammar tips are always helpful. Well, we're talking about the weather in March, and we see that the dynamic change. This is due to the shift between seasons. And we have a few things we want to talk about in this sentence. The first one is a phrase, due to. Due to something. Nathaniel, can you explain this phrase for us?
Well, when we say due to, we mean because of. I might say that due to coming weather, I am planning to stay inside. It's not very safe to be outside during this weather.
That's right. How else might you use this, Gabe?
Well, maybe I think of a student. Maybe a student has bad grades due to their poor study habits. Bad grades because of poor study habits. Of course, you want to have good grades due to good study habits.
Well, due to our schedule, we're going to continue on and look at this other key word that is in the sentence. We see the word shift. If you shift between things, then there is a change. How can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, I see that you can use this as a noun or a verb. We're talking about a shift in the weather, a shift between seasons. That's the noun. Of course, you can shift something. You move it around a little bit. I need to shift my desk because I need more space here.
Well, you can use it as a noun or a verb. How do you use this word, Nathaniel?
I was also thinking of using it as a verb, like a plane that shifts when it's flying through a storm has these sharp movements that we could call a shift.
That is true. Well, for those of you learning English, depending on who you're talking to, you might need to shift languages. If you're speaking to someone in Chinese and you meet someone who speaks English, you can shift to English. Well, how do we continue in our article, Gabe?
Well, we read here, lion weather often begins the month with cold temperatures and wind. But by the end, lamb or mild spring weather has arrived. So that's here to explain the deck in our lesson here today. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
And the article also ends with a little bit about animals. This is the time that animals begin to wake up from their winter slumber and look for food. Well, now it's time to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 dynamic 这个形容词。Dynamic 在这里是指不断变化的。例如 the relationship between a couple is a dynamic process. 夫妻间的关系是一个不断变化的过程。Dynamic 也指动力的或者是充满活力的。例如 the company needs new blood. People who are creative and dynamic. 公司需要有创意又有动力的人才作为心血。所以我们看的是 slumber 这个名词。Slumber 是指睡眠或蛰伏，例如 The boy fell into a deep slumber after the football game. 这个男孩足球比赛过后就陷入熟睡，或者是 We hope that the new policy will bring the economy out of its slumber. 这个新的政策希望能够让经济状况脱离停滞的状态。And let's get back to our teachers.
We've been learning a lot of interesting things about March and the different things that are celebrated during this month. But I wonder, what is your favorite celebration in the month of March, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm not very familiar with the celebrations in this article, but I have celebrated St. Patrick's Day that I mentioned before. It's just kind of a fun little holiday.
St. Patrick's Day is a lot of fun, and there is definitely a lot of green going on during that holiday. What do you like to celebrate in March, Gabe?
Well, I think sometimes Easter is celebrated in late March. I love celebrating Easter. It's a very important holiday with a good message as well.
Easter is a wonderful holiday and a wonderful time to spend with your family and celebrate. Well, we are very glad that you joined us here on Studio Classroom for this article on March, and we hope to see you again tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Two men passed him, and one of them seemed to be carrying something. The box? Huck, with no shoes on his feet, made no sound as he followed them. The men stopped at Widow Douglas's fence. Before he knew that they had stopped, Huck was very close to them, frighteningly close.
But they won't see me,
he thought.
And if they bury the treasure here, it won't be hard to find.
A man spoke in a very low voice, Injun Joe's.
There are lights in the house. She's got people there.
Huck's heart nearly stopped. They hadn't come to bury the treasure. They'd come for the revenge job. He wanted to run away, but he remembered that Widow Douglas had been kind to him more than once. Perhaps these men had come to murder her. He heard the other man say,
"We'll have to leave without doing the job."
"Leave?"
Injun Joe sounded angry.
"I tell you again, I don't care about the money. You can have it. But her husband sent me to prison. He's dead, but I'll have my revenge on his widow. She'll pay for what he did. I'm going to mark her, cut her face with my knife. We'll have to wait till the people go and the lights are out. There's no hurry."
Huck was sure that they were going to wait in silence, and silence was very dangerous. He started to move away backwards, hardly breathing. One step, another step, another step.